Ich weiß einen Strom, dessen herrliche Flut fließt wunderbar stille durchs Land, doch strahlt und glänzt er wie feurige Glut. Wen ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O selig, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig weh. O glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm, und such diesen herrlichen Strom, sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. Es schmeckt so lieblich und fein, er heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar, ja, macht die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut. Durch Jesus ergießet sie sich. Sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. O Sinne vergaß er für dich, O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Dürstet er, komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut, nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat, der angeht die Gottes und schaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom, sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. Er schmeckt so lieblich und fein. And here's the crutch. Er heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Er macht die Unreinsten rein. There's healing in this stream here. Mm-hmm. That's that stream that has been flowing since the dawning of time. And all you got to do is tap into it and it'll do exactly what it says. Er heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. There's no excuse for nobody. You got cancer, you got any, no matter what you got, this stream, this here truth, this is that stream that the Bible talks about. This is that living water that the Revelation talks about. And if you tap into that stream and you believe it, you're going to get healed. Work for me. You prayed for me and that cancer, it couldn't outgrow out fast enough. And just the way it works. This is, that's all, nothing there's anything in us. We just happen to tap into that stream. We found something in the scriptures. And we followed through. We heard about God sent the prophet. That's that stream for the Laodicea church age. A Laodicea. Thousands upon thousands of people got healed back in the day under the ministry of Brother Branham. And, but it's, that's not where it is. The thing of it is to tap into that stream. And you're guaranteed there's still a bomb in Gilead. There's mm-hmm. that stream has always been flowing.
That's right.
And all you got to do is believe it. And it'll if you have a kid that's sick, all you got to do is believe this stream here. You don't need us to come and pray for you. You can do it yourself. As long as you believe this here stream, this here truth. It's always been there, but you and I just happen to step into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it works for us, it works for anybody. God is no respecter of persons.
Yeah, like there was many, many leopards in the days of Elijah. But there's only one that was healed. And you kind of, you would wonder why that is.
That little girl told her, see, she got kidnapped out of mm-hmm. Israel, and that little girl told yeah. her mistress to there's some people in Israel that can heal, mm-hmm. because he had leprosy.
Yeah.
So he went, and he believed it, and he went there, and it's the same thing today. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's people, they go through this chemotherapy, and they go through a little hell by the time they're through, and they lose all their hair, and oh man, it's a nightmare. And here, all you gotta do is believe this here truth. Is there no bomb in Gilead? Of course there's a bomb in Gilead. God doesn't put people down here and just let them suffer. He can help them, but you gotta meet the conditions. Mm-hmm. There's certain things you gotta do. You gotta believe the truth for your day. It's just that simple. And the thing of it is, the Satan has them under tremendous fear. If they identify with you and I, they put them in the outs.
Mm-hmm.
These fearmongers, these terrorists, these religious leaders at the pulpit, they got them so terrorized and paralyzed that they have anything to do with us, they're going to be in the outs. But see, you got to overcome that. You got to be willing to lose your life for his sake and the gospel, and then you're off to the races. Don't worry about these thugs. I tell you, I got their number. But it's just... that's just the name. That's just the way it is, you know. You got to be willing to lose your life, and then you go to the identified with that stream. I don't know how simple a person can put it. Just mm-hmm. works for us. Works for anybody. Worked for Brother Branham. People came to him from all over the world. He reached that. Thousands of people got healed because he was part of that stream.
Mm-hmm.
We're just continuing on with it. I had no one to blame. How I longed to hide my face. I was so ashamed for all the wrong I'd done. I knew I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flames. I'd be there today, my friends, but for the blood. But for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary Street. But for the blood, there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Even now I get so low, I know the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving. I'm unworthy of God's love, but then I know it's true. But here I am with the chosen few I stand today. I'm saved just by the blood. But for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary Tree, but for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be, but for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Even now I get so low, you know the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving. I'm unworthy of God's love. And yes, I know it's true, but here I am with the chosen few. I stand today, I'm saved just by the blood. But for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood, there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be, but for the blood that cleanses and set me free. In a town called Bethlehem, God came down to visit man. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He knew pain and loneliness as he wore that robe of flesh. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love as he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me? Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he stood in Herod's hall, he never said one word at all. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He heard the mob cry, crucify, but he knew that he came to die. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love as he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me? Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he lay there in the tomb, he did what he came to do. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? But then he rose up from the grave so that I can rise someday. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he lay there in the tomb, he did what he came to do. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? But then he rose up from the grave so that I could rise someday. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love as he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me? Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't wasn't that love as he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me? Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was a lonely hill of Golgotha. There he laid down his life for me. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that isn't love, even in that he remember the thief hanging by his side. He spoke with love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that isn't love, even in that thief remember the thief hanging by his side. He spoke with love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that is love, I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today.
You have to make your calling and your election sure. You got to know what God's called you to be, and then once you know what God's called you to be, you just bite the bullet, then you just do it. I want to read you something here. Acts 9, I'll start at verse 10. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he replied, Here I am, Lord. Then the Lord told him, Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at Judah's house, look for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and place his hands on him so that he may see again. But Ananias replied, Lord, I have heard from many people about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests in prison, all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, because this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before Gentiles and kings and the people of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. That's the title. I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias departed and entered the house, placed his hands on Saul, and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came here, has sent me to that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized.
Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. I just pray you'll help us expound on the things that you've given us to see here this morning, Lord. Help us to say it in such a way, Lord, that it'll resonate in the hearts of the people that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Help us to do whatever you want us to do, Lord. We just open our hearts, Lord, and help us to say it in such a manner, Lord, that it'll resonate in the hearts of the people, Lord. Open up the hearts of the people, Lord, because the God of this world has blinded them that they can't see, and they're steeped in religion and tradition, Lord, that they can't see that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like you operated back then, that's the same way you're operating today. Give us the grace to continue on this journey, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you have to know what God has called you to be, and you, for some reason, I don't know, the Lord does not require from everybody what he's required from me, from you and I, because they don't even understand where we're coming from. They don't know what we're talking about many times, because God has called us for a specific job for this task back in the day, back in the early 90s, late 80s. He came to me at 2 o'clock in the morning, at 2 o'clock at night, and he said, Sam, I'm coming soon. I'm living in the day and the hour of the coming of the Lord, whether people like it or not. And then as time went on, he just called me one day. I want you to go up, and I want you to expose that Hutterite religious system. I want you to expose the spirit that's driving these preachers. They don't even know. They're thinking they're doing God a service when they're out, terrorizing Christians. They're doing the same thing what Paul did here before he was converted. These people need conversion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've beaten the drums here for 30 years, and they still think they're doing God a service when they put them in the house and they terrorize and they forbid anybody to have anything to do with us. But see, their day is coming, and we're just putting this out there because that's what God has called us to be. Like, see, make your calling and your election sure. You got to know what God has called you to be. Like just like the Apostle Paul, God has called him for a specific job to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Light to the Gentiles. And I'm going to show him what he's going to have to go through to get the job done. And that's exactly what you and I, he's going to show us what we have to go through to get the job done. And there's nobody that has gone more true than you and I have, simply because one day the Lord just got a hold of us and told us to go up and expose that thing. And I knew when I
when you, I know already before I even started the journey what you're going to do to me if I do what the Lord tells me to do, if I speak up. And because I watch them how they operated with other people. As soon as somebody mentions Jesus' name, they go on there and they terminate, and it doesn't matter. Minus 39 below zero, they kick them out. You got till sundown to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And no mercy, just as ruthless as the Roman Catholic Church was in the Dark Ages. And if they would have left the land, would allow it, they'd have come right down to the stake and burn them right then and there. That's how ruthless these preachers are and these Hutterite cultists. But nobody challenges them. Mm-hmm. Nobody tells them that. And then they think they're doing God a service. Mm-hmm. You might think I'm mad. I'm mad at the devil and I'm mad at their ignorance. And God has given us a mandate to do expose them, and we're doing our very best to expose them for the terrorists. You know, they're a bunch of, they're just like that Gehenni over in Iran. How we terrorize and goes out and kill tens of thousands upon thousands of people just because they challenge them with this crazy, stupid Muslim religion. And there it's the same thing. The Hutterites are just like these Muslims over there in Israel, or over in Iran. They're going through the same thing here. But there's people, they're fed up with it, and they step up and decide that one day we're going to challenge that thing, and they're getting kittled and butchered and slaughtered by the thousands over there. The same thing would happen today here. If people would rise up and they say, we're going to believe Sam and Lorraine. We believe what they're saying is the truth. Believe you me, you'd be hounded down, just like they are over in Iran. The same thing here today, you know. You got to be willing to lose your life. And before I begin, the Lord could put me on this journey. He allowed me to see what I'm going to have to go through. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the very same thing. Just when my youngest daughter was born, I told you over and over again, she was born 5 o'clock in the morning. At 9 o'clock, I had an appointment with that J.K.'s hatchet man, which happened to be my father-in-law. And when he wanted to get something, now that's the same as back in Iran, when that Gehenni wants his dirty work done, he hires these IRGCs or whatever their name is, and to go terrorize all these Christians, all these believers that oppose him. Here's the same thing. And he came in, end of the day, you're going to be terminated. I mean, like I say, my daughter was just born that day, 9 o'clock. I had an appointment with my father-in-law, and that was the beginning of the end for me. I told him, I don't believe you guys anymore. You're terrorizing the people the way you operate. You're using the Bible to terrorize people, and I've had it.
That's right. And when you tell them the truth, you know, that's what Jesus meant when he said in Matthew 24, verse 9, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And that's all in a nutshell here. You shall be hated of all men, of all nations. Mm-hmm. And are they hated, like those Hutterite preachers? No, they're the ones that are deceiving the people. We're just exposing it, that system, for what it is, because I know what I experienced when I lived there. This is not just hearsay. Mm-hmm. That I'm just saying that because I heard it. I experienced it. I lived through it. What that religious darkness is, and that's what God brought us out into the light. Mm-hmm. Into the light of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when you start speaking in the name of Jesus, you are hated. And they can profess to be believing Jesus and all that. But behind that, the religious spirit is a very diabolical spirit. It hates the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's no nice way to put it. It's impossible to say that it's not, because behind every religion, there is a spirit that's driving it. And Brother Branham said a religious spirit is 9 times worse than any other spirit, because they are more deadly. They have more powers. You don't realize the powers that they actually have, that religious spirit, to deceive people, to blind people, to paralyze them, to fear them. Some people have such fear to talk to us, that they're actually paralyzed, that they're not going to talk to us because they are so scared.
Their own children, they wouldn't dare come here because they're afraid what they'll do to them. I tell you, I got their number because, see, in order to get their number, I went through their torture chambers. Yep. I call them torture chambers because that's exactly what they would be doing if they was back in the Dark Ages. They would take you right down after they find out they can't get you to recant. Then they'll threaten you, and then eventually they take you down and burn you at the stake if they can't make it. It's the same thing here today. We got them coming through here just when I was, like I told you before, when I was sick unto death. They can't, they never know when you're down at your weakest. And here they come, man, trying to lure me back into the compound. And I just told them, that ain't going to happen because we've been gone through their torture chambers, and if I would have yielded to them, believe you me, they would have never. You never become nothing under there. Because the devil got you branded. Here's that guy that gave us a rough time. We'll throw the books at him.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you might think I'm mad. I'm not mad. I just see what the devil has done to the human race ever since forever and a day, you know, ever since way back there. He's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. The devil hasn't died yet. He's still out here doing his dirty old trick, using religion, using that cloak of religion, that self-righteousness, and that's the way he terrorizes Christians behind the scenes. And we've been beating the drums here for 30, 40 years, and we still can't get the foot in the door. It's still, people just, they're so paralyzed with fear. That's why Jesus said, unless you're willing to lay down your life, unless you're willing to leave everything behind, your father, your mother, your children, everything, you got to be willing to give up everything for the cause of Christ and for this here truth. Then you're going to have it, you're going to enter in, and then he goes on to say, fear not them that kill the body. That other than that Joe from Cyprus and these religious thugs, they can't do that. They can't do a thing to you if you're willing to lose your life. They can only threaten you, and if you call their bluff, sometimes they'll be able to. Sometimes they'll be able to turn you out. Sometimes they'll be able to report you to the authority. But you got to be willing to lose your life for this here truth. And like I say, once you got this here truth, the sky's the limit. You can heal the sick, raise the dead, and all you got to do is believe the message for your day. There is no excuse, but you got to get over that fear monger, that fear factor, how they fear monger. Mm-hmm. You have anything to do with this Brother Branham stuff, you're on the outs. That thing is not compatible with the Hutterite Church. And that's when I found out about God sent the prophet. Guess what I did? I went right back there, and then I wanted to figure if I can't join them, I'll join them. So I asked for permission to join them, and I told them about God sent a prophet. And I told them about water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they told me you got till sundown to get out of here. Because that truth is not compatible. I did not know at that time when that I'm going out, what I'm hitting. I was going up direct with the devil that's been infiltrated, that has his roots down in that Hutterite system. And for 500 years, he has deceived all these people. They think they're going off to glory when they die because Satan has used that system to deceive them and to make believe that if you live in a commune type setting, then you're going to heaven. That's all that God requires from you. But it doesn't work that way. It's deception, like we had. Like I keep telling about that man from Forest Rivers Colony. It was just a grace of God that he allowed that man to come back and send us a warning. And apparently you and I were the only ones that heard him say with the, like when he came to our house and he gave his testimony about his out-of-the-body experience when he was dead for, I don't know, maybe 14, 17 minutes or something. He was dead long enough that he saw himself trying to get into heaven, they wouldn't let him in. Oh, he made all kinds of excuses. I was the boss in the Hutterite Colony and all that. He thought that's got to give him a credibility to go into heaven. But that angel told him, no, there's no such a thing here. Then he begged and pleaded, give me one more chance, I'll go back and I'll warn him. And he came back and he went from colony to colony to warn people about this thing is deception, first class deception. And apparently I'm the only one that heard him because I'm the only one that did something about it, because that picture, when I heard him, it was only about 5 feet from where I was sitting.
I could see his lips tremble, like I told you before. A picture stayed in front of my eye, the echo in my ears when I heard him. I heard mm-hmm. him say that and give his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And for 15 years, that picture was before him. And then one day, I did exactly that. I just looked out my window, and I said, Lord, there's got to be something somewhere. I'm going to drive until I find it. And once I find it, then I'll be satisfied. And I found it, at least. And I guess, lo and behold, he took me right out to Vancouver. Out there was that Branham Church, that Cloverdale Bible Way, and there I found out that God sent a prophet, and the water baptism, and all these things that we're saying, they are directed by the Spirit of the living God,
mm-hmm.
just like back in the days of Paul. He was directed and led, just like he told Ananias, go down, lay hands on him, and he'll see. It's exactly the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and exactly what he did back then. He is doing right here, right now, like
mm-hmm.
I say. Not everybody has to go through what you and I have to go through. And he does require it from everybody because he has a work for you and I to do. And then if we're faithful, we'll someday again eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
But until we're faithful and right do it to the end, we don't have no guarantee that we'll we have salvation or anything. We just got to endure to the end because the Bible says, to him that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And
mm-hmm.
we got a battle every day with all these tugs coming in here, and the devil, he tries to terrorize us, and then they send us emails and phone calls and text messages and all that garbage. It's all from the devil. But see, you and I, we're sober, we're vigilant, we know what our calling and our election is. We have been given this mandate to tell around the people around the world, to put it on this website and everywhere, whoever has a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, he's going to find his website.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go out there and tell them where it's at. God told me when he told me to start up this website, you don't even have to advertise. If there's somebody out there that has a hunger and a thirst and a concern over their eternal destiny, God will bring them to this here truth. And you and I are the only two people on planet Earth that can tell the people exactly where we are at, right down to the day. We can be over and over again. It's all about that midnight cry. And once you get the revelation of that midnight cry, you could put the rest together because it's all in the Bible, 1260 days. Once you know that on February the 28th, 1962 was the middle of the church age of Laodicea, and the beginning was 1906, and you come, if you do the math, it was right at that Yom Kippur feast, right up October the 15th, 2021. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly when that Yom Kippur feast was. That's exactly when Jesus went off to see the merge. That's exactly when that seventh seal was opened up. And you and I know that God has given us, when he woke me up, saying, I'm coming, so he gave me all the necessary wording, everything, all the tools I needed to continue on with this program. And as time went on, and I moved with the Spirit of the living God, he brought me to the ministry of Brother Brent. He gave me the revelation of the midnight cry. He allowed me to see 1,260 days. He allowed me to see, October the 15th, 2021, what's the beginning of those 7 years. And we can tell you right to the day when that angel is going to come down and tie up Satan. We don't know the day of the rapture because the Bible says no man knows the day or the hour of the rapture. But we know exactly right to the day when God's going to go back to Israel. Exactly
mm-hmm.
on December, October the 15th, 2021. That's when God started to restore and will at that time once again restore Israel. And we got the picture so crystal clear because we had to go through these torture chambers.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go through everything we had to go through, just like Paul. He had to go through whatever he had to go through because God told him, I'm going to show him what he's going to have to suffer. And the same thing with you and I. Ever since the Lord put us on this journey, and then he brought you on board, and now here we're doing exactly what God wants us to do. And there's an oasis, there's a stream. We're just continuing on with that stream. For that began way before the dawning of time.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is plug it in, like I told you before. You can go buy, spend thousands of dollars on some kind of an appliance. But that appliance is useless if you don't plug it into the instead of a hydro. The same thing here. Everything that we say and do is useless if you cannot even as much as believe what we're saying here. And if you're not willing to lay down your life for the sake of your salvation, for the sake of your children, because believe you and me, these letters and these touches and these pulpits, they'll never tell you the truth. In fact, they'll make sure it never comes, you never get anywhere. Mm-hmm. They'll make sure you're not allowed to even listen to what we have to say. Mm-hmm. But see, we got their number, they're dead, and 3 years from now, they'll be no more. They'll be, if they don't change their way, if they don't repent, if they don't yield to the Spirit of the living God, they're going to have to say to the rocks fall on us and to the mountains to cover us, because it says the kings of the earth, these are kings, these are people in power, in a position of power, and they're going to say, 3 years from now, they're going to say to the mountains, fall on us, and then hide us from him that's coming back, because Jesus is coming back. That's what this whole thing is about. That's why he woke me up back from the early 90s, he woke me up 2 o'clock in the morning, saying I'm coming soon. And when he said that, I believed it, and I lost all interest and the things of this world. I lost, the Lord put me on a journey, and this year, here we are, up the road here, 30, 40 years later, still pounding away, still doing what the Lord has called us out to do.
And we don't think this strange when people do this to us, you know, and shun us and put us in their house, and they think, you know, that just shutting us out and not listening, that they're doing God a service. Mm-hmm. But we know what every prophet had to go through in order to deliver a message. He was not liked. They were hated because of the truth that they were speaking. You can go read all through the Old Testament and all what the prophets had to go through. And that's what Jesus said when he said, in Matthew 23, he said, Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Mm-hmm. That's what God wants for every generation. He wants to protect them, but people, they just cannot seem to accept the truth. Mm-hmm. All we're trying to tell people is that religious system is not a good spirit. It's not from God. It's deception, just like these Pharisees in the days of Jesus. Jesus exposed them. And that's what we're doing. We're exposing them. And God has called us out to do that. He didn't show us these things just to show us. Mm-hmm. He showed it to us in order so that we can expose it and speak on it. He doesn't show you something and think you should just go down the road of life and that's that. He shows you something in order for you to speak on it and expose it. And if we don't, we're going to be held responsible for not doing it.
That's exactly right. We're just doing what the Lord has called us out to do. And like I say, not everybody has to go through what we have to go through, because God has honed us out to do this very thing. He knew our makeup. He knew before the foundation of the world what he put in us, and he knew exactly what it's going to be needed. Somebody that's got backbone. Somebody that's not going to buckle. Look at all of everything that they robbed us from. I couldn't even watch my children grow up. I couldn't even watch my grandchildren grow up, because they got these people under such tremendous, they got them paralyzed with fear. And it's all it is. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. That's the only weapon that Satan has. It's the spirit of fear. Fear not him that kills the body, but fear him that has power once the body is to destroy both the body and soul. And now that's the one we fear. We're not afraid of these tongues. We just don't get in their way, because they got a tremendous hold on people, like the fear monger. Then they make us try to make us look irrelevant. Oh, these people are crazy. They're shaking up. And, oh, man, you should see here the false accusation that we're getting here on these emails that they send us and these text messages and these phone calls.
And see, it's just attack of the devil. The devil knows that if he get us paralyzed, if he can get us into that fear-mongering mm-hmm. mode, then we're useless. But mm-hmm. see, we overcame that. We were willing to give up our life for the sake of truth, and we're just continuing on. And we haven't even started yet. Yeah. Just wait till we get going.
And that's what it really means, giving up your life. If you're not scared to what they're going to do to you. When you stand up and expose what these systems are all about, if you're scared of what they're gonna do, you're ineffective. You don't have a purpose.
Yeah.
But when you are not scared to lay down your life and for Jesus' sake and the gospel, then you can boldly speak on those things, and you will. Of course, there's suffering involved. Because all the prophets suffered, all the apostles, look at the death, the martyrdom they had to go through, all the martyrs in the early church, they all had to go through something. And you think you're going to just not have to go through anything for the sake of Christ and the gospel? That comes with a price.
Let's look what these people have to go through in Iran. Mm-hmm. They're getting butchered and slaughtered by the thousands. Every day they shoot them like they treat them worse than animals.
Uh-huh.
And all they're doing, they're trying to stand up for what's right. They want their freedom and their liberty back. And that spirit of Satan behind that Muslim spirit, he wants them caged in and locked up. And here, for some reason, these other rights, they're the same. It's the same thing. But see, people, they got it so good that they kill them with kindness. You know, that's another trick of the devil. Just give them everything they want and don't rock the boat too much. See, we're rocking the boat, and now the Satan is running scared, and he gives orders. Don't have nothing to do with Sam and Lorraine because they're shaking up and this, that, and the other. And the people, they go into Satan has them in that fear-mongering mode, that they actually get paralyzed when they as much as talk about us. They don't want to be seen talking with us. They don't want to be seen identified with us. And that's why they have that cancer. That's why God told Moses, the children of Israel, if you walk in my ways, I'll not allow none of these diseases to come on you. And I know, send us an email or a text message or something about this girl. You got cancer, 4-year-old girl got cancer. Well, there's cure for cancer, like I told you before. I had cancer, and the Lord moved on you to pray for me, and that cancer couldn't get out fast enough. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no help? Of course there is. All you got to do is tap into this ear stream. And I talked to her parents already about her, not her parents, but her grandparents, like that Josh, and then they're my relative, that girl's great-grandparent, there, she's my aunt, you know, she's running the kind of the family kind of thing, and so I know these people, and I've tried to talk to them, but they're afraid. They're afraid to be identified with us. It's a no-no, you mm-hmm. know what I'm trying to say. It's actually hands-off, and they don't bother coming here. Nothing what I say or do is going to have an effect because they're in this fear factor. That's all it is. All you got to do is bite the bullet and just let them call their bluff and just go for it. And that girl would be healed in an instant. If they could only tap into this here truth, just let them, hey, I don't believe you, Tugs. I believe that Sam and Lorraine is right. I believe what they're saying is 100% accurate. I might not understand it all, but I believe it. And there'd be instant, that girl would be cured instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee you. Because it works for you and me. Mm-hmm. It works for everybody, so why wouldn't it work for here?
Mm-hmm. That's
but
right.
See, people are afraid. They're afraid. They can't get over that fear factor.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord. We're just trying to paint a picture to people, Lord. There is a stream of healing, Lord. You've called us out from these systems of religion, Lord, and you brought us to the message of our day and hour. You brought us to that stream, Lord, and people who can tap into that stream, Lord, there's healing, Lord. We know that you've called us out for a reason, Lord, and have allowed us to see these things for a purpose, Lord. And we're just exposing the unfruitful works of darkness, and we're letting people know where healing is at, where you are at, Lord, that stream of living waters, Lord. And people can have access to that if they can only get themselves, Lord, to believe in your word and what you are doing in the day and hour we're living in. So we just pray for that little girl, Lord, that you will somehow undertake on her behalf, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.